Hey everyone, I'm Jasmine, and as you probably guessed from the title of this blog, I'm from Wuhan, originally. I've actually spent most of my life living in England, York to be specific, also known as Purseltown because it's whiter than white. Growing up, I always hated my Chinese face because where I lived, it made me stick out like a sore thumb. I always felt like people were staring at me or treating me like a tourist in my own hometown. On the flip side, it wasn't unusual for me to be out shopping when a Chinese tourist would approach me asking for directions in Cantonese or Mandarin, and I'd be forced to mumble apologetically, "Sorry, I don't speak Chinese," and they'd look at me confused, like there was something wrong with me. My parents adopted me from China in 1997, when I was just 9 months old. Obviously, being so young, I don't remember anything about my previous life. I only know what I've been told by others. I have no memories of my birth parents, no photos. Unlike some other adoptees, I don't even know their names. That's because I'm what's called a foundling, so nobody knows who my parents are. I was found in a box, left outside Hankow Station, and then taken to a local orphanage. A doctor guessed I was about 10 days old when I was found. I don't even know when my real birthday is. Growing up, people were always asking me, "Where are you from?" I hate that question. I'd say York, and they'd laugh and go, "No, where are you really from? What's your heritage?" If I told them I was Chinese, this was usually followed up with the question, "Oh, where in China?" When I answered Wuhan, people didn't really know what to say. It wasn't Beijing or Shanghai, so they'd never heard of it. Even to me, it was just a word on a piece of paper. But now, everyone knows the city where I was born, or they think they do. Wuhan has become famous for all the wrong reasons. The train station where I was found, located close to the Hunan Seafood Market, was closed for 3 months to try and stop the spread of coronavirus. When I first heard about coronavirus on the news, I didn't really give it much thought. I was too young to really remember SARS and the more recent bird flu and swine flu. They didn't really affect anyone I knew. But as my TV and phone screen filled with images from Wuhan, showing masked faces and deserted streets, a voice in my head started whispering louder and louder. "That's where you're from. That could have been you. That person there, that could be your mum. What if that man is your dad?" I know it sounds crazy, but it's possible, right? I found myself staring at pictures of random Chinese people, looking at their eyes and nose and mouth, wondering, "Do you look like me?" And I'm starting to wonder, should I try and find my birth family? Is my mum still out there somewhere? While I've never been interested in finding them before, I always just took it for granted that they'd be out there, ready for when I was ready to look. I don't want to miss my chance. But what if it's already too late? Am I overreacting? Maybe I am. I know what my dad would say. That there's thousands and thousands of people who live in Wuhan and they are all totally fine. But there's this anxiety bubbling away inside of me, filling up my whole body. I can't stop thinking about the family I left behind. Are they okay? Are they alive? What if my parents are dead? Why does it matter? Why does it matter now when it never did before? Maybe this is just a result of lockdown and spending too much time alone. Too much time getting stuck in my head. I just need to go back to work. But maybe it's a sign. Coronavirus and me now having loads of free time. Maybe now it's a sign. Now is the time to look for my family. But where do I begin? How do you look for someone if you don't even know their name, where they live, or what they look like? Is it even worth trying? I'd love to hear your thoughts, and if any of you reading this can identify with what I'm saying, leave a comment in the box or send me a message via the contact page. You can also follow me on Instagram. Thank you.